The Team, 92.1 FM.
You want to win, don't you?
Well, I think I'd really rather try to beat him, honestly.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack, The Team, 92.1 FM. Today's show brought to you by Church Weibel, a trusted friend with 64 years. Lansing's premier personal injury attorneys. When accountability counts, know your rights and let Church Weibel protect them. Time to welcome in Dr. John H. Braccio, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and Renaissance man, the master of assessments. It's our Psychologically Speaking segment brought to you by Regional Psychological Services and drjohnb.com. James Edwards, you haven't had the chance to talk to John Braccio yet, but I'm sure you'll be impressed by his constant positivism. Hey, John, how are you?
Well, I'm getting ready to play like I'm in Alaska in a couple days. I guess that's a positive view on the big snowstorm we're due to get. So that's a rah-rah thought.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm watching in our studio a replay of the Detroit Pistons and Cleveland Cavaliers. I can't understand the psychology of the Pistons. They can beat Golden State. They can beat the Cavaliers twice. And they can't get out of their way against lesser opposition. What happens to a team in those situations?
Well, you know, it's kind of, psychology is a funny thing, as you know. Sometimes people can get up for the big game, and they can't afterwards. We remember that with Michigan State football for years. Yeah. Okay, would win a big game, and then all of a sudden they'd go right out and lose the next week. It's a hard thing. I think one of the things you look for in coaching is the ability, and I guess I would put a little of this, maybe more on coaching than most would, to have the players ready at just the right level. And if you've got players that get motivated to play for big games, but they don't in other games, then I think the coach does have to at least look and say, is this a group I can work with? What will it take to motivate these people? What am I doing wrong? It's the only thing I can think of, because if you really have a team that can beat the better teams or the best teams, and then you can't beat the lesser teams, there's clearly something going on in the psyche of the team or in the strategy and the ability of the coach to motivate and get the team ready, assuming the coach is ready for all the games.
Well, let's talk about another coach who seems to know how to motivate, especially this time of year. Tom Izzo, rounding into his month. It won't be long. January, February, Izzo is here. And going for his eighth Final Four, I found it very interesting that that is the combined total for all the coaches at Indiana University. But some work to be done here in the Big Ten season yet, beginning tonight at Ohio State.
Well, that is true. I mean, Izzo has certainly proven to be a psychological master when it talks about selling the idea, convincing the people, preparing the way he starts out in the early year. This year he had those 3 1-point losses and kind of as the season was going along. But obviously he's very good at getting the team going. And one thing that did surprise me, you just said, when you think of the name of Indiana, it's pretty as hard to believe that that would be the situation with him. I guess just Bobby Knight's one of those bigger-than-life characters that you just assume he won all the time, which, of course, is not true. But again, back on Izzo, I think he's very good, gets the team going, prepares the team. The team seems to get going. And I was wrong on this year. For some reason, I thought this was going to be kind of a rebuilding year as we prepared for next year. But they clearly, on a given day and everyone playing well, they can really beat anybody and potentially could even be the best team in the country, which is a nice situation to be in if you're a Spartan fan.
John, James Edwards and I were talking with Graham Couch about Ohio State's reaction to Michigan State. And, of course, they have that song, "We Don't Give a Damn for the Whole State of Michigan." But it was basically geared toward their friends in the school up north. And now Michigan State seems to have gotten Ohio State's attention, the only Big Ten school that's defeated Urban Meyer, and Mark D'Antonio has done that twice at Ohio State. So you wonder how Michigan State's going to be perceived tonight in basketball, and if people are still going to be bitter over the fact that they were not playing for a national football championship.
Well, let me say two things. One, for those that count, D'Antonio's won 3 of the last 5, okay? One was before, obviously.
Before the, Urban got there.
Before Meyer was there. It's kind of an interesting thing. I think, I have this belief, and maybe I'm the only one, my son and I may be the only two. I believe a lot of the push for Michigan actually comes from the might and overwhelming presence of Ohio State and having that whole state and all these people all over the place, coaches all over the country. So I think it's kind of an odd situation for them to be in because they've spent so much of their psyche, their whole life, focusing on Ohio State, or excuse me, on Michigan, and I believe almost wanting to sidestep Michigan State. And all of a sudden, you see D'Antonio barging onto the stage in a rather big way and not ready to go, by the way. And then you have Harbaugh helping him in his recruiting methods. And then you have Izzo here kind of really controlling in basketball. So it is, even though I give Mata credit, there have been some great games between Ohio State and Michigan State in basketball in the last 7-8 years. But it'll be interesting to see what happens today. I think the way they may just do it is they don't like anybody from up north. The trouble I have that I find with Ohio State people, this is a general statement as a fans will say, they don't believe that we root for Michigan when they're playing Ohio State, and it has to be kind of a, I don't know if it's a narcissistic view, but when I run into people, their clients, or I'm out and about and I run into Ohio people, they just have trouble believing that we wouldn't root for Michigan, and I think they, because they just have that one school there, psychologically, they just can't imagine that half the state is rooting for the beloved Buckeyes when they play the Wolverines, and certainly I would be in that group, and when I've been to Reno's for some of those games, certainly it has been the case that the fans in there are all rooting away for Ohio State. So I'm even having trouble disliking Ohio State. How does that sound for an odd statement? But
you know, it's a little different, though, John. I don't know if they've ever watched an Alabama-Auburn game, but I'm guaranteeing you when Alabama is playing another team, Auburn isn't saying roll tide.
Right.
Well, I think that's really true, because I've really tried to figure this out in my own mind, because I've encountered so many Ohio people. I've lived in Florida, I've lived in California, I've been anywhere I go, they just assume that we would be rooting with Michigan because we're from the state of Michigan, and you know, it really is not true at all. People, I think, can see it from Alabama. They can see it. They see it Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I just think because you have this Ohio State, Michigan thing, which I really see promoted far more by the Ohio State people. That's my view. In fact, I'm rooting for Oklahoma to come in, by the way, to the Big Ten, just a side statement here, to have a great season-ending game in Nebraska, because that was the game when I grew up that was really a big deal. But anyway, moving back over here, it'll be interesting. I'll be curious to see what they think. But I think Ohio State people can pretty much hate anybody from Michigan, so whether they're from Michigan or Michigan State, they may just more, we'll say more develop, how does that sound, dislike their, for the, and I'm talking sports, obviously, I'm not talking about people, I do realize that, but
all
I'm
right,
just saying, you understand what I'm
I
saying.
Understand. Hey, John, sorry we didn't have time for James Edwards to ask you a couple questions, but maybe we're going to have to bring him over to Champs some night.
Well, listen, sounds good, James. Listen, it's nice hearing you earlier. Now, I hear you, on the radio, so in terms of today, so too bad we didn't do it, but we will sometime, okay?
No, it was great hearing you, great meeting you.
Bye-bye. We will have a chance to talk with Terry Denbo, I promise, in just a couple of minutes. He will be here for our At Issue Hour. We're going to talk about sports specialization and the disappearance of the three-sport athlete. A little bit later, you're going to be hearing from Josh King, and he's a perfect example of someone playing more than one sport and excelling at both of them. Just won a state wrestling championship. Jack Ebling, James Edwards, Doug Warren. The Drive with Jack, the Team 92.1.
Hi, I'm Tom Crawford here on behalf of the Tropical Smoothie Cafe, your perfect catering resource for your upcoming event. What a tremendous selection of assorted sandwiches and wraps, group salads, group side entrees, and of course, large quantities of smoothies from classic to supercharged. Tropical Smoothie can provide your attendees the ultimate healthy meal for your event, whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people. For your catering needs, absolutely no better option than Tropical Smoothie Cafe, 1201 East Grand River in East Lansing, your healthy, guilt-free cafe destination.
You've been hearing a lot about the Greater Lansing Sports Authority and their dedication to positioning Michigan's Capital Region as a premier host city for athletic tournaments and events. That commitment continues to grow, like in our work with Desmond Ferguson of Moneyball Sportswear.
It's really been great. I've dealt with the Greater Lansing Sports Authority the last 4 years. They've been a great help getting the word out, as well as helping those out-of-towners, you know, get a taste of the city and know where to go in the city. The GLSA has made a huge difference in the way our events come together.
Visit LansingSports.org today.